Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've got a life hack for you. And if you're not familiar with life hacks, it's a way to do something that is a little non-traditional, but makes something easier for you.
Okay.
This one is completely unethical, so you're going to love it.
Okay.
It's a way to get free restaurant food every single day.
Oh, that's not good. That is unethical. Okay.
How do you even know yet?
Because if you're getting something every single day for free,
you have no idea whether it's unethical, except that I said it was. You don't even know what I'm going to say yet.
Yeah, okay, but when you try to scam someone out of something every day for
you
free,
don't
that's,
have it.
That's
you
just
can't
wrong.
Judge yet.
Okay.
You're
all right,
but
okay.
You can't judge
all
yet.
Right. Let's just find out.
All right. All right. A guy on TikTok just shared this.
Okay.
He's pretty smart, too.
All right.
He's created an email address for one purpose and one purpose only, and mm-hmm. that's to keep track of his free food from restaurants. And what he does is he goes into every restaurant and he gives every restaurant the little email and address and information about himself.
Okay.
But he changes one thing at each of the restaurants.
What?
His birthday. He has a different birthday at every restaurant.
Oh, wow.
And every restaurant sends him an email when it gets close to his birthday for free something. For example, on January 1st, Applebee's thinks it's his birthday, and they sent him a coupon for a birthday freebie, which is usually a free dessert, entree, or appetizer.
Mm-hmm.
On January 2nd, Arby's thinks it's his birthday, and they send him a coupon for a free milkshake.
Wow.
And so on and so on. He even has a spreadsheet to keep it all straight.
You know what?
Wow.
I stand corrected, Tom. I wrongly thought that this would be unethical.
Mm-hmm. Well, now here's the reason why you might argue that it's not.
Okay, what?
Most of those restaurants give you a freebie with the hopes that you will come in and buy other stuff and maybe bring someone with you and they actually make it back.
Okay.
So you could argue that he's not really hurting the restaurants because he's probably going to, if he's got a free milkshake, he's probably going in and buying a whole meal and just getting
works.
The free milkshake.
That stuff works on me. I mean, it's the same premise kind of as Kohl's cash. Like, if I got $5 to spend, I'm like, I'm going to waste $5.
You go in there and you'll spend $150 because you had that $5 Kohl's cash.
Exactly. But then on top of that, if I spend that $105, I've saved $723.
And they give you another $25 in Kohl's cash, so you're coming back.
I keep coming back.
They ain't stupid.
I know. And you know what? I looked up about that being a scam. It's not a scam. They're just very generous because they know you're going to continue to spend more and more money. Same with these coupons. I would do that.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I wouldn't be unethical, but if they send me a free milkshake, I'm going to go get my free milkshake and spend more money.
Well, he has a spreadsheet to keep it all straight. That's how competent. But every day of the year, 365 days a year, he gets something free from a restaurant. Heidi?
Well, I've been lying about my age for so long that that's not necessarily unethical.
That doesn't make it ethical just because you've been doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think she's the only one that lies about age or doesn't mention age.
Well, okay, but there's a difference in lying about your age and lying about your birthday, too.
Yeah, making things up.
But, what do you guys think? Would you do this? No.
I couldn't do it. But and here's another reason why I don't want to do it is because I don't want him singing happy birthday to me. I hate that when someone says, hey, it's his birthday, and because my poker buddies do it all the time.
I'm with you. I actually went out on my birthday this year, and although the server found out it was my birthday, I didn't want any song.
Yeah,
I didn't want any free. She did give me a little free extra sake, so that was, I'll take it. But I don't ask for it. I don't download the free coupons or, you know, birthday coupons. I don't like being sung happy birthday to in restaurants.
Yeah. Well, I don't think they would do that to you at Arby's.
That's true.
You never know.
That's just a free milkshake.
That's a drive-thru.
Yeah.
But, I mean, there's, like I said, you could almost rationalize this, and I would say you could rationalize it because I think the restaurants still do fine. They're not. It's not like you're,
well, but if everybody did that, I'm like, in the whole wide world, they
even
would go broke.
No, they wouldn't, because I think they make money even when you come in and get your free milkshake, because you're buying a Arby's beef burger thing, and you're buying curly fries and some of those awesome-looking turnover things, and the next thing you know, they made plenty of money off of you.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
And who knows, you might go back to Arby's again a week later because you're like, man, that was good. So they win, win, win on that deal, and so do you. It's a win, win, win deal, except for the unethical part.
Yeah, yeah. The time when it counts where it's unethical, you don't win so much then.
Well, that's true. You're just going to have to explain all this to Peter. He's like, listen, Peter, they did fine.
Yeah. Let me plead my case for you, all right? Hey, do you want a free milkshake, St. Peter?
I got one.
Just go to Arby's this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.